Welcome to Unveiled, the HPD podcast, where we will dive into the world of policing. I am your host, Lieutenant Paula Scheck, and I am here today with Ashley Frescator, Corporal Rob Frescator, Captain Anthony Scheck. Welcome, everybody, to this episode. Today, I know this is a little odd, but we're going to talk about relationships here at HPD and in the world of law enforcement. Some of you know, figured out by our names that Captain Anthony Scheck and I are married, and we've been married for 16 years. And Rob and Ashley, you want to tell everybody how long you guys have been together?
We have been married for 17 years.
17 years.
Together 18.
Yeah, very good. Ashley, can you tell everyone exactly what it is you do here at HPD, your role in...
My title is a forensic specialist, which falls with a crime scene unit. I worked crime scenes for about 10 years, and then I moved into a different position. So now I'm more, I do like ballistic work, so more of behind the scenes, office work. And so it helped my family to go to the office. We have a daughter who's 14. And so it me moving from crime scene work, which was out in the field, was crazy schedules on calls. Yeah. So me getting the office, like behind the scenes work, was a blessing for our marriage, at least, and for her.
Perfect. Yeah, I would imagine the call outs are unbelievable. Rob, can you tell everyone what it is that you do here at HPD?
Sure. I've kind of been all over the department. Started my career out of the academy with Midnight Shift with. I was there for a few years. I went to the bid. Went out to SIU. I worked the bid with you for a while when you were sergeant. And went to SIU, did the plainclothes thing, did the CRT uniformed interdiction. I went to the Marshals for a year, and then I came out of the Marshals, and I'm currently in investigations, major crimes.
Awesome. Thank you. And Tony, you want to tell us what it is you do?
So I am the deputy branch commander of operations in charge of the WIT sector.
Okay. And we also have a 14-year-old, and we have two grown sons. So life, as we all know, it is very busy. The shift work can be challenging at times with being called out and that kind of stuff, and we've all had to maneuver through that. Can we talk about what it's like dealing with shift work? And I think we found it that it's been easier with us both being in law enforcement and working together, because when one of us says, hey, I just got a phone call, I gotta go, you tend to understand it, I think, a little better than someone who wasn't in law enforcement. Would y'all agree with that? Or
absolutely. I think that the Hampton Police Division does an incredible job with working with Ash and I with our crazy schedules, and gives us the opportunities to be able to be on call, on SWAT, you know, call back for the Bureau, her getting called out for nobbing cases and putting firearms in and stuff. So, if we were doing separate jobs, it would be a lot harder to navigate. But I think that, you know, we do pretty good at in Hampton gives us a good opportunity to do those things, to
I
be
agree.
Able to.
There's been a few times where, when I was working crime scenes, where he was on the road and I was on crime scenes, and our command had to choose which one they wanted, if they wanted him or if they wanted me. And so Hampton quickly adjusted to that, and, you know, for the mission, really, is which one do you want for the mission. So, but I do agree that it's a lot easier to know where he's at and where I'm at and what he's doing. It's a natural thing. You just pick up the slack and just keep going.
Yeah, we've found that through our careers and being in different assignments. There was at one point, he was in investigations, working homicides, and I was the PIO covering and dealing the media coverage. And we would both, same kind of scenario, we'd both get called out, and at that time our daughter was young. So it's one of those things where it's like, uh-oh,
right,
what are we gonna do, call a sitter,
right? Call parents.
That's essential, though. That's where having family and good friends that you can count on
exactly.
comes into play, because yeah. it's not always wow. It's understanding between mm-hmm. With your spouse. I mean,
right.
you guys obviously know, you understand this is firsthand. This is what takes
yep.
to yeah. make this job work.
Mm-hmm.
The same as I understand what Paula's got to do. She understands what I've had to do over the years. The kids aren't, you know, if we both have to go out, you have to have that support system
right.
outside of work to make that happen, or
sure.
it just, we wouldn't be as successful.
Somebody you can call at 2 o'clock in the morning
right.
and saying, hey, we're bringing the kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So that's a huge part. Yeah.
Yes, I mean, it has. And I feel like even the children, like, you know, we both have 14-year-olds. Mm-hmm. I feel like I know between the two of us or four of us that we've probably dealt with the same situations with our child. Like they know when we get a phone call at 11 o'clock at night, it's not someone saying hello. It's
right.
you know, it's work.
And
so
it's right. where are y'all going now?
Or right. Yeah. It's almost like an expected thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, they understand it. Thank goodness. So, so we've talked about kind of, I guess, the good parts of it, and understanding what each other does, which I think is helpful. You know, I don't know that some relationships would be as understanding if you got called out at 3 o'clock in the morning and what do you mean, where are you going, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But there's also, like we were just talking about, there's also some difficulties with it, with having to leave your kids at 3 o'clock in the morning, or being out half the night and that kind of stuff. And it can weigh on your family.
Absolutely.
Would y'all agree with that? I mean, have you seen where sure. we kind of have to explain mm-hmm. what it is that we do as your kids get older and start noticing that, you know, what do you mean mommy and daddy have to work Christmas or
right.
holidays, and
yeah.
and that plays a big part in it as well.
Yeah, I think I noticed when our daughter was in, she hit school age, and so she was in like third or fourth grade, and she noticed that whenever I would get called out, I would put on a certain fleece that had, like, you know, forensics on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore it to her school for, like, some reason. Like, it was cold. And I just happened to pick that up. And immediately her face dropped. And she thought, oh, my gosh, like, do you have to go?
You're
do you have
miss.
To leave? Because yeah. she knew that was the fleece. But I was like, oh, no, like, I'm just cold today. But that made me think, like, little things like a fleece that is a little bit different to her was like, oh, that's a sign that mommy has to go do something.
Yeah, and mommy's so, got to go to work, and mm-hmm. you're going to miss an event.
Right.
Yeah, that's... Mm-hmm. That's a, and it, you know, it's funny, I think sometimes, I know at least with our older sons, they've both picked careers in public service.
Yeah.
Our oldest son's a firefighter, he's a lieutenant in the fire department, and our middle son's a school teacher. So I'm curious, you know, we both have daughters, what our 14-year-olds, if they're going to stay in this line of work,
right.
or, you know, it's kind of like we've groomed them to be in some form of public servants. So we'll
yeah.
see what happens.
Right.
So, what about, some of the challenges that come in with this profession, the dangers? I think we all know firsthand what it's like. But do y'all think that it's harder, knowing what it is that we do on a daily basis and going out on calls for service? And, you know, Rob and I talked about, we were in the bid together, and we've all been through critical incidents and those kind of things. Is it more supportive to have somebody that knows what it is that you do, or do you think it can be more difficult because we do know what we're stepping into?
Both
yeah.
You don't both,
or I guess maybe from a male perspective, having
it
us
is,
going out,
I can tell you it's nice that we know what the job entails. We can understand while we don't try to bring that stress home,
mm-hmm.
when you do, I think your spouse understands what you're going through I understand what you're going through, and I hate the fact that you've had to go through it,
right,
no matter what it is.
Yeah.
And obviously I can't speak from a woman's point of view, but like from my point of view, I know what the potential is that you could have had to have done, gone through, the dangers that you have to deal with. And that worries me. I mean, I'll be the first to tell you that even though I know the training, the background, everything that's there, still that weighs heavy at times.
Yeah, and I think Ashley absolutely. And I can attest to that as well, because, you know, you guys both being SWAT, I mean, you were the commander of the SWAT team for 20 years. You guys have been on all these mm-hmm. SWAT calls, and, you know, we've laid at home and, oh gosh, what
just
are they?
Just prayers, just pray.
Yeah.
Just pray that it all turns out okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, the stress is still there regardless of knowing what it is that we do. Mm-hmm. But with critical incidents, I think, too, you know, we do so much, or I'd like to think that we are getting much better at being able to help our officers as a whole and our families when it comes to critical incidents. You know, used to, nobody talked about stuff when you went through a critical incident. It's just, you just took it home with you and laid your head on the pillow and waited for the nightmares or the thoughts or the whatever it is to hopefully go away. But then, you know, luckily as time has gone by, we've learned how to do things to help our officers cope with traumatic events. And it doesn't just stop with the officer though. And I think that's where we have gotten better, is trying to include sure. the families, and not just families that are married, that work with the police department, but agreed. Our officers with spouses that don't, because
right.
don't work here, because they don't know
yeah.
what all it entails. So
I think we know this more than a lot of people, because we've been through it twice, that
yes.
and she's on the other side of a radio, so she knows what's going on as soon as it's happening or as soon as it happened. So, you know, she's knowledgeable of it, she's aware of it, she's, you know, she knows she can't just come running out to the scene, and she wants to do those things, but she knows, you know, that someone's going to give her a call, someone's there for her, she's going to be abreast on everything that's going on, and that I'm okay, that I'm going to get a call to her saying I'm okay as quick as I can.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to ever hold that out on her.
And I think you make a very valid point with that, as being on the other end of the radio and knowing what is happening, especially when you hear things that go bad, that instinct yeah. is to, you want to go.
Go and help.
Yeah.
I want to go there, because in my position, no matter who it is, if I hear that something's going bad, I want to get there for my folks. Mm-hmm. If it was my wife on that end,
yeah.
It's 10 times more.
It's different.
You know, it changes the perspective 100%. And
yeah.
it takes everything you got to just sit back and let things play out and not do what that instinct is, mm-hmm. is to run and want to be that protector that we all want to be.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah. It's there's a lot that goes with it. But there's also a lot of, you know, I know for us, because our schedules are so crazy, and well, all four of us with our 14-year-olds being involved in so much stuff. Our daughter is in competition cheerleading, which is travel, and Sophia being in with her horse and traveling all over competitively.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the fact that we are able to take a breath and go have lunch together while we're at work for,
right.
you know,
sure.
30 minutes to be able to not talk about work, not, you know, just mm-hmm. have a little time together that's
right.
away
that's
from
not police.
Yeah.
It's like a disconnection. That's
yes.
how I feel. Like yeah. I always say, like with, you know, with our daughter, like, you know, she's got a horse on a farm 45 minutes away from Hampton. And that is my disconnect, because I feel like when I go to support her,
mm-hmm.
it's not police world. It has nothing to do with police, and it's her world. And I feel like majority of her day, she lives in our world, because she lives in the house and she hears what we say. She hears our conversations about work. Can't help but talk about work. But when you were doing something for her, like you guys go to cheerleading competitions,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that the police world to you is way in the back of your head.
Oh yeah,
because you're there for your daughter, and like you're supporting her things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to me, it's, I like having that disconnect, you know, like it just a different, you know, different things to talk, different people to talk to that have no idea what police world entails.
Yeah.
And so that's always a breath of fresh air to have.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Say that, and I think one of the things, and you may have noticed it as well, is as your daughter gets older, she pays attention to more.
Yep.
And with the social media stuff that's out there, they see stuff that's happening in the world. And I've noticed several times with Olivia that she'll get concerned. You know, where when she was younger and not as paying attention as much, you know, she's worried about what mommy or daddy are getting ready to go do, or, you know, something's happening, what's going to happen to mommy or daddy, and which leads me to not talk a lot anymore about work. I try to leave work at work. Obviously, we still get the phone calls anytime, day or night. I try to go away from her when I'm having those conversations. So to lessen the burden of what she's feeling. And I've noticed that, as, like I said, as she's gotten older, that we've had to step away a little bit. Because it does, you can see the effect that it has on her and the concern that she has.
They carry a lot. Like, I feel like just, it's like the unspoken, like how much children at this age, our daughter's age, they carry a lot that they don't really say, you know, of what we do, you know.
So. Girls naturally, I think they just develop quicker than boys. So she's, Sophia, she's way more aware, and I'm sure you see it in Olivia too, that she's way more aware of things that are going on. The girls are very witty. They know what's going on. They listen. They have ears all, you know, eyes all around their head, just like moms, you know. So it, they grow up quick. And like you said, you know, you just have to be understanding of that and respectful to that, you know.
And, you know, it's on that note, you know, I think it's also very nice that we've been able over the years to do things together. You know, once with our families, with you two guys being on the SWAT team for years and years, we've always gotten together as, you know, with all the spouses and kids, at Christmas time, and, our kids get to meet. And, I know Olivia has often mentioned, oh yeah, I remember going to that dinner and seeing Sophia and, you know, I think it's important for them to be able to know that they're not the only one that's going through this, is, you know, that, that has these concerns, and they can, they relate to having kids their own age and mommies and dads that, that do this for a living. So
I think it's important from that same aspect, especially in, from just because we've lived it for so long with the SWAT team, and we spend so much time training together as a team, or had, I guess, when I was on the team, that it's important that the spouses and or loved ones and their kids get to meet and see these are the people that they are spending all this time with, and this is why. And I think that helps build a camaraderie with everybody. And so it creates that understanding a little bit more, and opens them up to be like, okay, this is really what they're doing, and you understand that. You understand that, but some of our folks that they're not, they don't have that immediate relationship within the police division. Helps on, helps them understand, okay, these people actually do exist. And these are the people that they're spending all this time with.
And I think we do a good job with the community events that we do, inviting spouses, the internal events that we do, cookouts, that kind of stuff, and the families are always invited. And I think that's a huge part of letting everybody know that we are a big family. And, you know, like you said, the camaraderie that goes along with the spouses and doing this and being able to meet everybody and you know, understanding that it's a job, but, you know, we have families outside of this.
And
That's it's an important part for them to be included. And we certainly aren't the only married couples in the police department, but I think we're some of the sets that have been around in together the longest that are here now. So Any words of advice that we can offer to some of the younger officers that are starting out their married lives together?
I mean, I think being in a married relationship, or even in a relationship in itself, as a police officer or two people in the department together, it's a very imperfect thing. It's one of those things where, like, her and I just make it work, you know, and that's what it's all about. You know, we love each other. We make it work. We have, you know, it ain't all peaches and cream all the time. It's hard. We get in arguments. There's times where we may not talk for a day or two. You know, she knows what I do every day, but it still annoys her when I say, I want to go in earlier. I got to work on this case. Or you think that by now she'd be like, I know what he's doing. And I think deep down she understands, but I still got to pull my dad duties at home. You know, and I got to step up at home just like I step up at work. Mm-hmm. So when I get home, it doesn't turn off. Dad turns on. And that's one thing that I constantly work on. And I continue to this day at 42 years old. I try to be the better part of myself for her and Sophia, because when this is over in 7, 8, 9, 10 years, it's them for the rest of my life, you know?
It's definitely a team effort. I mean, it's got to... Especially with the crazy schedules, it makes it even more where it's all hands on deck. I mean, we've got to be there together, and it's that partnership.
Yeah, and the partnership's a key thing, but understanding, especially for those that may find themselves in a relationship similar to what we have as they grow up, it's vital to be able to listen and let that person come home and vent at times because things... You know, things happen that you might not always agree with, you might not understand, to be that sounding board. Mm-hmm. But you have to be able to be that sounding board without carrying that over to work and letting that affect your opinion of somebody else or something.
Sure.
Just because you might have gotten mad at somebody doesn't mean that Ashley should be mad at that person as well because you got mad at them. You have to keep that open mind and... Yeah. It's sometimes, especially at our rank, we can talk and say, okay, this is the understanding of where that came from or the reason behind that.
Yeah.
and that helps at times, but you know, to be that sounding board and keep that open mind, but keep it at home.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You gotta keep it separate.
At times, because you don't want, you know, because Paula got mad or is frustrated with an employee or something over something they did doesn't mean that I should carry that grudge the same or you know, if somebody does something to you or Ashley you know, you shouldn't, you know, because they said something, because we all know that just like at home, even at work, in the heat of the moment, things can be said or done that you don't agree with, but you know, you've got to be able to just move past that.
Yeah, 100%.
Be supportive without being overly supportive that carries over to affect where you're at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the disconnect again. It just goes back to disconnecting yourself from a married couple or dating, whoever. You definitely just got to learn to, like, just cut it and just be Rob and Ashley and not Corporal Rob and Crime Scene Tech Ashley. You just got to know there's a fine line that should not be brought into work. Stays at home.
I agree. Well, I thank y'all so much. I think we've had a good conversation. This is it was fun, and hopefully everyone will now understand what it's like to be married at HPD. So that's going to conclude this episode of Unveiled. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us for Unveiled, a podcast highlighting the extraordinary men and women of the Hampton Police Division. To learn more, check us out on our social media and at hampton.gov/police.